TICC. 5FM is going around the country making sure that people, particularly young people who want to get back on dance floors at festivals and nightclubs and all that good stuff, the good energy of partying and having a good time together and enjoying the music that 5FM has always represented. We are trying to get that back in time for hot back summer, and so we are getting the nation hashtag vaxxed up. That's why we are at the CTICC this morning. If you are coming through to get your first or second jab, please, please, please come along and greet. It's such a wonderful festive atmosphere. And as Polly just experienced, because she just had her first jab, amazing medical service from everybody here. This is a Discovery site. We are so thankful that Discovery is hosting us at the CTICC. And now we're so delighted to welcome the acting head of department for the Western Cape Department of Health, Dr. Sadiq Karim, onto the radio. Sir, good morning.
Good morning, Dan.
It is so wonderful to meet you and to be in, I guess, your space. Tell me a little bit about how the vaccinations have been going since the 18 to 34s were invited through.
Sure, so perhaps I think that's quite an important start, and perhaps looking at specifically at the 18 to 34 year old age group in the Western Cape. At the moment, we've already vaccinated, since the 20th of August when the age band opened up for this cohort, we've already vaccinated 163,000 people.
Wow.
Absolutely crazy.
That's so amazing.
163,109 to be precise.
Wow.
And obviously we want to get to the entire age cohort. So in the Western Cape, in the province, that age cohort of 18 to 34 are just over 2 million.
Wow.
So we still got a long way to go,
sure,
as you can imagine. And obviously we'd encourage people to come down to all our centers, but particularly at the CTICC. As you can see, it's vibey here. The staff are excellent.
Excellent.
I mean, it's happening.
Yeah.
It's happening.
And such amazing capacity. Like, there's so many different actual vaccination booths, I guess, that they could be called. Polly was in one of them. Mudley's getting vaccinated now. And it's just such a beautiful energy. I was describing it because I got my vaccine, my first one, for media in early August. And I keep describing it as a combination of going to vote and having a birthday party. Because it's like, you know, all these strangers around you in a place you're not usually, like a school hall was my example. And everyone was kind of like very festive, very excited, very nervous, talking amongst themselves, and just a wonderful energy of euphoria after you get it, which is so lovely. What are the main challenges to getting people vaccinated now? Is it still fake news? Is there some hesitancy?
There's still quite a... There's a lot of that. There's a lot of fake news around. There's a lot of misinformation. And I mean, we're trying to combat that with shows like this by just giving people the right information so that they can actually make up their minds.
For sure.
Vaccines are safe. They are effective. And obviously, we're trying to get that message out to people to combat the misinformation that is around. And I think the other issue would be registration. We really want to encourage people, particularly in the 18 to 34 cohort, to in fact register.
Yeah.
At the moment in the Western Cape as it stands, looking at the 5 p.m. figures of last night, 362,000 people in the 18 to 34 cohort have registered thus far.
Okay.
And as I said earlier, we want to get to 2 million.
Yes,
of course. There's still a long way to go. That 362,000 is about 17.5% of that 2 million cohort. So we really want to encourage people to register and to come on to all our sites, but particularly here now that we're at the CTICC, as you can see, it's a really vibey experience.
Yeah. Dr. Sadiq Karim is the acting head of Department of Health in the Western Cape. It is so wonderful behind you to just watch people walking in to get vaccinated. Some of them have got beautiful outfits on. They are ready for their selfies. I'm sure the nurses and the doctors are tired of taking photos of strangers. But it's what people want to do. So some key questions for people who are now thinking, let me just go and get my jab. Can you do walk-ins?
So yes, we do walk-ins as well at all our sites, and people obviously need to have come. Well, we prefer people to have registered before the time, because what it does is it allows us to meet the supply and demand, so we know exactly how many people to expect for the day.
For sure.
But I mean, if people haven't registered, they can still walk in. We take walk-ins at all our sites, even in at the CTICC as well. Obviously, people must just bring, if they've registered, bring that SMS along with them, bring the ID book along with them. If they have a medical aid card, bring that along. Although neither the SMS registration nor the medical aid card are barriers. People can even just walk in, and the staff, helpful staff here,
will
in fact register you.
Wow, that's so special.
That's
amazing.
Yeah.
Dr. Sadiq Karim, it's also quite special because, like, I've been thinking so much. I mean, my sister's a government nurse. She works at Haderfeld Clinic. I'm going to cry now.
So you're a Cape Town...
Absolutely a carpenter, and it's wonderful to be back. I'm genuinely trying to hold back tears here, but like, it's just so beautiful to see all of the sacrifices that nurses and medical practitioners and doctors have been making, all of the isolation that they've gone through to not see their loved ones for such a long time, to help us and not take COVID back to their families. And now to see just to see a little light at the end of the tunnel for them, whether you work in private or public, it's like such an extraordinary thing. I know that South Africa's got troubles with resources and access and government competence, but the last 18 months have just moved me so deeply in the extraordinary capacity and goodwill of our medical professionals. It must be mind-blowing for you every day to witness.
Absolutely, and I can't tell you the immense sacrifice that our staff have actually made over this period of time. Some of them having unfortunately paid the ultimate sacrifice and the ultimate price. It's been a tough period. We've had staff over all three waves. In fact, the staff exhaustion and fatigue has been phenomenal. We do obviously offer some support, we offer counseling, we offer as much support as we can, but at the end of the day, it's the staff who have to make sure people are A, vaccinated, and B, we're still coping with a significant workload and caseload of people still having heart attacks, people still have tuberculosis, people still need chronic medication, etc. All of that still has to continue whilst our staff are vaccinating. So I really just a really big, deep appreciation to our staff, as you've said, for the work and energy that we've put into battling COVID over the last 20 months or so.
Well, it's so beautiful that we're here. I feel so moved to be here. It feels like the start of something historic. And I just like just the fact that this radio station and the fact that Discovery and the Department of Health are all uniting in such a way to be able to do something deeply, profoundly good that could change the future of this past that we've been living in, this hellscape for the last few months. Dr. Sadiq Karim, Acting Head of Department for the Western Cape Department of Health, thank you so much for having us. And if there's anything else we haven't covered, this is your chance, because I'm really holding back tears here.
Dan, thank you very much. Now, I just want to say thank you. This has been an excellent partnership with the City of Cape Town as well, in fact, as well as Discovery. And it's the first partnership of its kind in South Africa. It's been an excellent partnership all the way from the commissioning right to the operationalization of this particular site. I mean, I can't tell you how, you know, in setting up the site, the many, many hours of preparation that we've had, walking through the site even the night before we opened to make sure that the banners were up. I can tell you the staff from the Department of Health, Discovery and City have just been phenomenal over this period of time. And so a really deep appreciation to the staff who are running the site as we speak. Thank you very much.
I'm so moved. Thank you so much. We deeply appreciate it. We are delighted to be here. 5FM is getting the nation vaxxed up. We are all across the country today. We are in Gqeberha 9 to 12. We are in Umhlanga, Durban 12 to 3. And we're in Gallagher Estate, Gauteng 3 to 6. And then for the rest of the month, we're bringing the best DJs and the best live music.